For this Monday, March 2nd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Revin reporting. High school boys basketball sectionals begin this week, and the Mount Vernon Wildcats play tomorrow evening in the Class 3A Sectional 32 at Boonville High School. They play the second game of the night tomorrow at 7:30 versus Boonville. The Wildcats went 13-10 in the regular season. Mount Vernon played at Boonville on February 13th and lost 54-51. The Earl Posey Vikings begin their postseason play on Wednesday in the Class 2A Sectional 48 at Forest Park High School. The Vikings play Perry Central in the first game on Wednesday at 5:30. Earl Posey went 7-15 in the regular season. They beat Perry Central on the road during the regular season on February 14th, 51-34. The Indiana Department of Transportation is alerting drivers to upcoming lane closures on Interstate 64 in Posey County. Beginning on or around Saturday, March 14th, crews will close the passing lanes in both the eastbound and westbound directions of I-64 near Poseyville. The closures will stretch between mile markers 9 and 13. According to NDOT, the restrictions are needed so crews can build a crossover in preparation for a future bridge project in the area. Work on that crossover is expected to continue through early May, weather permitting. While the passing lanes will be closed, at least one driving lane in each direction will remain open during the project. NDOT is reminding motorists to slow down, stay alert, and avoid distractions when traveling through work zones to help keep both drivers and construction crews safe. The University of Evansville has surpassed its $125 million fundraising goal. University President Christopher Petruskevich announced Friday that the school's Forward campaign raised nearly $131 million from more than 15,000 donors over 7 years. The campaign supports faculty development, campus infrastructure improvements, and expanded academic programs and scholarships for students. Projects funded through the campaign include upgrades to athletic stadiums, renovations to Wheeler Concert Hall, and the creation of the UE Emily M. Young Mental Health Clinic, which is open to the public. The university also launched a Change Lab program. The 15-week initiative brings students together with faculty and community leaders to develop solutions benefiting Southwest Indiana. One project produced an anti-bullying board game that's now being used in local elementary schools. Additional projects are already in development, including an expansion of the school's health sciences programs in the coming years. Yesterday in men's college basketball, the Evansville Purple Aces couldn't make it back-to-back wins to close the regular season as they lost at home to the Southern Illinois Salukis 81-67. The Aces trailed 69-67 with about 4.5 minutes remaining, and SIU finished the game on a 12-0 run. A.J. Casey, Trent Hundley, and Josh Hughes all had 16 points for UE. They end the regular season at 7-24 and 3-17 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Evansville plays their first-round game of the MVC tournament on Thursday night at 8:30 versus Northern Iowa in St. Louis. Up in Bloomington, the Indiana Hoosiers lost their fourth straight game against 13th-ranked Michigan State 77-64. Lamar Wilkerson scored 29 points, and Tucker DeVries added 20 points in the loss. The Hoosiers are 17-12 and 8-10 in the Big Ten. They are home again on Wednesday with Minnesota. Eighth-ranked Purdue got tripped up at Ohio State 82-74. Braden Smith poured in 20 points in a loss for the Boilermakers. They have lost back-to-back games in three of their last four. Purdue is 22-7 and 12-6 in the Big Ten. They play at Northwestern on Wednesday. In local college baseball, USI baseball is off to an 8-3 start. Despite losing yesterday at North Alabama 7-3, the Screaming Eagles still won 2 of 3 in the weekend series. They play at home versus Illinois State tomorrow evening. Evansville baseball picked up their first series win of the young season as they took 2 of 3 at home against Milwaukee. The Purple Aces won the series finale on Sunday 4-2. UE is 3-7 on the season, and they play at Southeast Missouri State tomorrow afternoon. Finishing up from the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers ended their four-game homestand with a 125-106 loss to the Memphis Grizzlies. Jairus Walker scored 21 points for Indiana. The Pacers have lost six straight games and are 15-46 on the year. They start a four-game West Coast road trip on Wednesday at the Los Angeles Clippers. That's news and sports for this Monday, March 2nd. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Monday. Your weather forecast is next.